The COVID-19 surge is causing staff shortages at hospitals for veterans. More than 70 medical centers run by the Department of Veterans Affairs are taking special steps to cover essential jobs. Jay Price of the American Homefront Project went to a VA facility in Durham, North Carolina, where dozens of workers are out on sick leave.
The pandemic had already forced the Durham VA to retool the way it uses its building, like creating a small COVID testing clinic with its own dedicated entrance.
So you're not asking sick people to tromp through to the lab or upstairs to their specialty clinic.
Karen Hall, the nurse practitioner in the infectious diseases clinic, shows me how it works. It's a busy time, so two hospital workers are outside doing triage.
You can basically keep people right outside the door, do their testing there, but be able to process orders, get the swabs, get them to the lab, and they don't end up in the emergency department just to get tested.
Also, the medical center converted its central atrium into a COVID vaccination clinic and expanded waiting areas into hallways to allow for distancing. All these changes to the physical space the medical center has to work with were made months ago. But now, the highly contagious Omicron variant is forcing the medical center to constantly reconfigure another scarce resource, its staff. Dr. Christopher Hosler heads the Durham VA's Office of Public Health and Epidemiology. He says Omicron has increased the patient load, but the cases generally aren't as severe. In fact, many cases are discovered in patients who are being treated for something else. Omicron is so contagious, though, that it's led to a surge in staff members having to stay home because they've tested positive.
And then it becomes a matter of just, you know, prioritizing, making sure that we're diverting staff to areas that we can, you know, ensure that we're taking care of veterans where they need us most.
Tammy Adkins helps schedule nurses in the medical specialties clinic. A registered nurse herself, she's had to take on more frontline work because one of the nurses in her area was part of a domino effect set of changes triggered by COVID-related absences.
So we have a nurse downstairs that went to inpatient. We sent a nurse up here to fill her position. So we're kind of shifting the load.
Hosler says the medical center also is temporarily reducing its staffing load by leaning more on distance medicine.
Right now, in the midst of the Omicron surge, I'm just a little bit more thoughtful about who actually I do want to make sure I want to see them face to face and who, you know, could very well be appropriate for a video visit.
Hall, the nurse practitioner, says her clinic staff is also having to surge its work hours.
Pretty much everybody in infectious diseases has been working 7 days a week. And we spend a fair amount of times in the evening and on weekends looking to see who's being admitted, looking to see who we've gotten outpatient consults on.
The big point, they say, is despite the surge in COVID cases and the shortage of staff, so far, if a veteran needs care, the medical center is still able to provide it.
I mean, I absolutely want veterans to come in for care if they need care. I mean, we can deliver care safely, and we will continue to deliver care safely. But I don't want them to delay their own care because of concerns about, you know, what's going on in the external environment right now.
And despite the staff crunch, dozens more VA sites around the country are trying to put out the same message. I'm Jay Price reporting.